Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Once, written and read by Maurice Gleitzman.
My dedication reads, "For all the children whose stories have never been told." Once I was living in an orphanage in the mountains, and I shouldn't have been, and I almost caused a riot. It was because of the carrot. You know how when a nun serves you very hot soup from a big metal pot, and she makes you lean in close so she doesn't drip, and the steam from the pot makes your glasses go all misty, and you can't wipe them because you're holding your dinner bowl, and the fog doesn't clear even when you pray to God, Jesus, the Virgin Mary, the Pope, and Adolf Hitler? That's happening to me. Somehow I find my way towards my table. I use my ears for navigation. Dodie, who always sits next to me, is a loud slurper because of his crooked teeth. I hold my bowl above my head so the other kids can't pinch my soup while I'm fogged up, and I use Dodie's slurping noises to guide me in. I feel for the edge of the table and put my bowl down and wipe my glasses. That's when I see the carrot. It's floating in my soup, huge among the flecks of cabbage and the tiny blobs of pork fat, and the few lonely lentils and the bits of grey plaster from the kitchen ceiling. A whole carrot. I can't believe it. 3 years and 8 months I've been in this orphanage, and I haven't had a whole carrot in my dinner bowl once. Neither has anyone else. Even the nuns